In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. There was this telemarketer, and he placed this phone call. And rang a couple times, and then there was this little voice on the other end of the line. It was a little kid. He said, "Hello?" And the telemarketer said, "Hello there. Is your mother at home?" And the little voice at the end of the line said, "Yes." And so he said, "Well, may I speak to her?" "No, she's busy." "Oh. Well, may I speak to your father?" "He's busy too." "Oh. Well, is there any other adult there in the home with you?" And he said, "There are some police officers." "Police officers? Could I speak to one of them?" "No, they're busy." "Is there anyone else?" "Well, there are some firefighters too." "There are firefighters there too? Can I speak to one of them?" And he said, "No, they're busy." "All of these people in your house and they're all busy, what are they doing?" And the little boy said, "They're trying to find me." I kept coming back this week to the book of Hebrews. We call it the book of Hebrews. It says to the Hebrews, the epistle to the Hebrews is what it's generally known as. It's one, I think, of the most beautifully written books in all of Scripture. That particular letter has some of the most beautiful language, this well-crafted argument for the Christology of God, and it is just a treasure to read. We don't know who actually wrote it. It has been at various times ascribed to Paul, but there's no reason to really believe that he did that other than there are some continuing themes. It is one of those works that's just sort of out there, and it is magnificent. And when you read through this text, you keep coming back to the central point. That central point is that Christ is always with us. In the lesson that we have from Hebrews today, the author starts out, and it's almost jolting. The word is alive. The author describes it as a double-edged sword that is piercing us. And it's laying us bare. Everything that we have ever done is laid bare before God. That's a frightening thought, to be quite frank. We can hide a lot of things, my brothers and sisters, from each other. There's an awful lot that we can hide. And there's a lot of things, I believe, that we try to hide behind in our relationship with God. We try to hide behind jobs and money and wealth and promise and all of this, thinking that this must mean that God has blessed us because we're one of His favorites. Maybe we try to do it by acting self-righteous, acting like we're better than those other people who need to come and see Jesus. No. We try to craft a fig leaf around us, just like in the story of Adam and Eve, trying to hide the nakedness that we have before God, trying to justify that we already have a good enough relationship with God by what we have. That is not what the author of the Epistle to the Hebrews thinks is a good idea. You see, we can hide a lot of things. Joe Frazier, the boxer, was getting ready to fight Billy Kahn. I don't know if any of you are boxing historians, but this was in 1946 for the championship, and he was being interviewed, and he said, someone had asked him, you know, what he was going to do, because Billy Kahn was really light on his feet. He could move around real quick, throw some quick punches. And Joe Lewis's response was, "He can run, but he can't hide." We can run, but we cannot hide from God. My brothers and sisters, when we are stripped down to what our hearts and minds truly think, it can instill, I believe, fear in each and every single one of us whenever we think about God's judgment. Maybe it's because we're afraid of who we really are in our deepest and darkest heart of hearts. Maybe it's a fear that being fully known means that we are exposed, that somehow we're not able to put up this facade that we thought was impenetrable to make people think a certain thing or way about us. And the author in this letter says, that's okay. Why is that? Why should we not be afraid of being stripped down to who we actually are in front of God? And the answer is because God Himself is fully aware of what it is like to be human. Through the person of Jesus Christ, God sympathizes with us, understands that our trials are real. Jesus was able to resist the temptation, but God fully understands that we, this broken and sinful creature that we are unable to always reject evil and embrace the good. Because of that, and because that Jesus is our great high priest, the one who is offering atonement and sacrifice for us, we are made a people able to go boldly before the throne of God, to have a right relationship with God, to not be afraid of God, of judgment day, of the impending release of just all of who we are and what we have done. God knows all of this. God is fully aware. God not only sympathizes with us, but even knowing all of those deep, dark secrets, the ones that we have even tried to hide from ourselves deep in our hearts, God loves us, cherishes us. We are able to go before God and have a right relationship with God, with each other, and even, my brothers and sisters, with ourselves through this wonderful, wonderful high priest. When we have and when we experience right relationship, we are able to open up and to be honest. And when we are honest with each other, we become much more comfortable, much more secure. Doing this with God allows us the same thing. We cannot take all of our troubles to God in prayer if we are afraid of what God is going to do to us. God is not a boogeyman. God is our friend who loves us, the great creator of the universe. God wants us to be restored to right relationship with Him. And as difficult as it may seem that someone who knows us fully could love us or even respect us, God truly does. And we can come to God, as the author of the Epistle to the Hebrews says, with boldness, because of that right relationship. It takes work, and it takes time, and it takes honesty. But my brothers and sisters, God's mercy is wider and more extensive than anything we could ever imagine or provide ourselves. So whenever you think that you are cast out, cast aside, cast down, whenever you think that you are no longer lovable, loved, or able to love, I want you to remember this, that God already knows. No matter how many times we've tried to run and hide, God already knows. God is waiting and willing to embrace you again. So come boldly before God. Come boldly and have a right relationship with Him. Come boldly and experience that love and mercy that all of our souls so desperately need. Amen.